Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Ellipsis Manual, Analysis and Engineering of Human Behavior by Chase Hughes, is positioned as a practical field guide to understanding and influencing behavior using observation, pattern recognition, and structured communication. Known for work connected to behavior profiling and interrogation training, Hughes frames the book around how people reveal motives, emotions, and intent through small choices in language, body movement, and social strategy. Rather than treating influence as mysterious charisma, the manual-like approach emphasizes repeatable processes, how to read context, how to identify baseline behavior, how to test assumptions, and how to guide interactions toward clearer outcomes. The tone is geared toward real-world application in negotiation, leadership, sales, security, and everyday relationships. Readers can expect a mix of conceptual models and stepwise techniques that encourage active practice, ethical reflection, and self-awareness. Overall, it aims to help readers become more deliberate observers of behavior and more effective communicators when stakes are high or information is incomplete. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, behavior as a system, context, baselines, and predictable patterns. A central theme is treating human behavior as a system shaped by context rather than as a set of isolated tells. The book encourages readers to start by identifying a baseline, how a person typically speaks, moves, and responds when they are comfortable and not under pressure. From there, changes become more meaningful because deviations can signal uncertainty, resistance, excitement, or concealment. This approach reduces the temptation to overinterpret single gestures and instead promotes pattern recognition across time. Equally important is the idea that context drives behavior. The same action can mean different things depending on incentives, social roles, cultural norms, and perceived risk. The manual style mindset pushes readers to gather data before making conclusions, including environmental cues, conversational pacing, and the relationship dynamic between parties. By combining baseline comparison with contextual analysis, the reader is guided toward more accurate judgments about intent and emotion. The practical value is clear. Whether interviewing, negotiating, selling, or managing, you can make better decisions by separating noise from signal and by checking interpretations against observable patterns. Secondly, observational tools, reading verbal, nonverbal, and paraverbal signals. The book emphasizes observation across multiple channels, what people say, how they say it, and what their bodies do while saying it. Verbal content includes word choice, specificity, consistency, and the way someone frames responsibility or avoids commitment. Paraverbal elements include tone, cadence, pauses, speed, and volume, which often reveal stress, confidence, or attempts to control perception. Nonverbal cues include posture shifts, self-touching, orientation, and micro-adjustments that can reflect comfort or tension. A key takeaway is that no single cue is definitive. The goal is to build a cluster of indicators that point in the same direction. Readers are encouraged to look for congruence between channels, such as calm language paired with tense delivery, or confident claims paired with withdrawal behaviors. The benefit of this multi-channel method is twofold. First, it improves accuracy by reducing reliance on stereotypes or pop psychology. Second, it provides practical ways to steer conversations, because noticing discomfort early lets you slow down, clarify, or change approach before resistance hardens into refusal. Thirdly, elicitation and question strategy, getting useful information without pressure. A major practical skill discussed is elicitation, the craft of guiding someone to reveal information naturally through conversation rather than through aggressive questioning. The book's orientation suggests that effective information gathering relies on structure, setting rapport, choosing question types deliberately, and using conversational techniques that lower defensiveness. Readers learn to distinguish open questions that expand narratives from closed questions that expand narratives from closed questions that confirm specifics. Another focus is sequencing, starting broad to establish comfort, then narrowing to details when the person is engaged. Strategic silence, clarification prompts, and summarizing can encourage continued disclosure while maintaining control of the interaction. Importantly, elicitation is presented as a way to reduce friction and increase accuracy, since people often resist when they feel interrogated or judged. The approach can be applied in business discovery calls, HR conversations, parenting discussions, and conflict resolution. When used ethically, these methods help uncover needs, constraints, and motivations, allowing both sides to move toward solutions. The broader lesson is that better questions create better data, and better data leads to better decisions. Fourthly, influence engineering, framing, rapport, and behavioral levers. Beyond reading behavior, the book is positioned around shaping outcomes through influence engineering. This includes how you frame choices, manage emotional climate, and build rapport in ways that increase cooperation. Framing affects what people perceive as risky, fair, or urgent. Small changes in wording can shift whether an option feels like a loss to avoid or a gain to pursue. Rapport is treated as a tool rather than a vague concept, built through attentiveness, matching communication style, and signaling understanding without necessarily agreeing. The manual approach suggests identifying behavioral levers such as incentives, social proof, authority cues, commitment consistency, and perceived autonomy. Done responsibly, influence is about aligning your request with the other person's values and constraints, not forcing compliance. The book's likely appeal is that it translates persuasion into observable mechanics. You can test what increases engagement, notice where resistance spikes, and adjust in real time. For professionals, these tools can improve negotiations and leadership. For everyday life, they can help make difficult conversations clearer, calmer, and more productive. Lastly, ethics, self-management, and defensive awareness. Any guide to influence and behavior analysis raises ethical questions, and the book's practical orientation makes self-management especially important. Readers are encouraged to recognize that the same tools used to build trust and clarity can also be used manipulatively. A responsible application depends on intent, transparency, where appropriate, and respect for consent and autonomy. Another critical aspect is self-awareness. Your emotional state affects what you notice and how others respond to you. If you are anxious, angry, or eager to win, you may misread cues or push too hard, creating the very resistance you want to avoid. The book's engineering mindset implies that you should test assumptions, avoid overconfidence, and remain open to being wrong. Defensive awareness also matters. Understanding influence tactics helps you recognize when someone is steering you through framing, urgency, or social pressure. By learning to spot these moves, you can slow down, ask better questions, and make choices based on values rather than impulse. This combination of ethics, self-control, and defensive literacy turns the material into a long-term skill set rather than a short-term trick. In conclusion, this book is best suited for readers who want a structured, practice-oriented way to understand and guide human interactions. Professionals in sales, negotiation, leadership, interviewing, security, and customer-facing roles will likely find it especially relevant. But motivated readers can apply the same tools to everyday conversations, conflict resolution, and relationship communication. The biggest life benefit comes from replacing guesswork with observation and process. When you learn to establish a baseline, read clusters of signals, and ask questions that invite real disclosure, you reduce misunderstandings and make better decisions under pressure. The emphasis on framing and rapport can help you become more persuasive without becoming aggressive, because you learn to work with incentives and emotions rather than against them. Compared with many similar books that lean on inspirational stories or oversimplified body language myths, this title is positioned as a manual. It aims to be procedural, actionable, and focused on repeatable methods. That practicality can make it worth buying for readers who want techniques they can test, refine, and use across many settings, while also developing the ethical awareness needed to apply influence responsibly. If you would like to support Chase Hughes, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.